Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I pray that you are well and in perfect health and spirits this beautiful day. I pray that your week is off to a fabulous start. And if it's not, know that it's not too late to get it started. It is never too late to start it off correctly. I know a lot of people hate Mondays. I'm not one of them, but I understand. A lot of people hate Mondays, and so Monday is not final. The week is still going. You still have time to get it right. So cast your cares upon the Lord and move forward with greatness. Excuse my voice this morning. It's a little etchy, in and out, as some of you who have been on the call and listening for some time now understand that the voice, it goes, it fluctuates back and forth, but God is with us this morning, and he will take over, and I pray that you will hear him through my voice, hear him through my words this morning, and take it in and be captivated by it. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 7, verses 12, and Philippians chapter 4 and 13. Do for others what you want them to do for you. Matthew 7 and 12. And Philippians reads, I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. Philippians 4 and 13. We are human. We are flesh. We're not singing with the angels in heaven. So we are going to make mistakes, true. But our attitude, our actions, our walk, it cannot be dignified by someone else's actions. We can't say, oh, because they did it to me, I'm going to do it to them. Because what we're really saying is that's how we want to be treated. Because the scripture says clearly, so simple. It's one of the simplest scriptures in the Bible. Do for others what you would want them to do for you. So if you reply to someone or you act out of anger, that's how you want to be treated. And so I'm not trying to say to anyone, because everyone is adult, hopefully everyone is an adult or a mature walker, mature believer, you have a right to walk your walk the way you want to walk it. But if you want to walk a pleasant life, a pleasant walk, if you want to be treated in love and treated fairly and treated with kindness and be known for your attitude, be known for your walk, be known for your actions, then you want to change it up a bit if you're quick to fly off the handle, if you're quick to snap on someone, if you have to retaliate because someone did something to you, then you have to watch what you're doing, because not only are you replying to this person, but you're acting how you want to be treated. So if that's the mission, if that's the plan that you have for your life, if that's what you want others to see in you, if that's the purpose of who you are, then go by all means be that. Go by all means walk in that way. But if you want God to bless you and you want your walk to be seen as do unto others as you want done to you, then your actions, your anger, your attitude, who you are would change totally when you think and you reflect on that. But then you say, but, you know, I can't help it. Or, you know, I be trying, but they pull my strings, or because of who they are, they can push these buttons. But then comes again the second scripture, what I have the strength to face all conditions by the power of Christ in Jesus. If you know who God is, if you know where God is in your life and that he is inside of you, you have the strength to face all conditions by the power of Christ that's inside of you, by the power of Christ that you know that is yours for the taking. So pull on that. Don't be quick to pull on, oh, but this person pushes my bells, or they know I don't like that, or they know that pushes my buttons, or that makes me get crazy. No, You have the strength to face all conditions by the power of Christ in you. You have the strength. Pull on that resource. It is yours for the taking. When you need something, when you really want something bad, you know how to go and get it. So if you want to do to others as you want them to do to you, pull on that strength. And guess what? Some people aren't going to treat you the way that you treat them if you're treating them good, because they still don't have the strength inside of them. So you have to remember who you're fighting with. So pick your battles. What battles do you want? Do you want to battle with someone who you know has the spirit of the enemy inside of them? What does that make you look like when you're constantly going back and forth with someone who you know has a tendency to bring out something out of you? That's not God. So maybe that's telling you to walk away. Maybe that's telling you to treat them in love. Because some people need to be loved to understand who God is. Some people are so used to people knowing that they have a spirit of the enemy inside of them that they treat them for the enemy that they are, and they let the spirit come out of them, and so a battle becomes two demons. That is not of God. I promise you, because I've been there. I have let the spirit of the enemy use me many times in my walk. And I can tell you that I didn't like how I felt. I can tell you that I love how I feel now. I'm not coming to you. I don't do none of these calls talking to you from what I read in the Bible, because I'm not that person who takes every word and carries it. I'm that one who takes that word and applies it and see how it's relevant to my life. See where I fell short. See where how Jesus took someone who didn't look like the others, who had been praying for a position, who had been going to Bible school, who had been wanting to walk this walk of peace. I wasn't that one. I was that bullheaded one. You did something to me, I'm going to do something back to you. But I felt like crap. I don't feel how I feel now when I walk in this peace walk. It feels good. It feels good. So I'm telling you this from a place of experience, not from a place of, oh, let me take this scripture and share it with the world. I'm sharing this with you because I promise you it feels good. And it doesn't feel good when you know that you are allowing the enemy to take over your body and fight the enemy with that. We got to fight the enemy with God. Light rules out darkness. Light shines out darkness. We can't be dark in the dark. It just doesn't work. So just pray and ask God for the strength. That is already yours for the taking. It is yours. It is yours. It is yours. Grab a hold of it. You can do it. I know you can. Because if he did it for me, he can do it for you. I promise you, he can. Father God, we come to you. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your spirit of love, your spirit of peace, your spirit of who you are. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this season of change, this season of growth, Lord God, this season of perseverance, Lord God, to do challenging things that we've never done before, Lord God. Lord, give us the strength to take that step to become new in you, Lord God. Take that step, Lord God, to become who you called us to be, Lord God. Lord God, nothing that's happened in our lives, we know that it wasn't just to happen. We know that some of us, Lord God, we fell short in our attitudes. We fell short. Some of us who are listening right now have been called the fighter, the starter, the mess starter, the complicator, for all of their lives, Lord God. But because of who you are, Lord God, this is the opportunity, Lord God, for your glory to be revealed in their lives, Lord God. So when others see them, they can see a change, Lord God. Lord God, I know this for myself to be true. I've come to people over and over and over and over and over again who can say, Jada, I see God in you. I didn't see that 10 years ago. I didn't see it myself, Father God, but I thank you for who you are, for your spirit of restoration, for your spirit of redemption, for your spirit of love, for your spirit of mercy, for your spirit of grace to give us things that we don't even deserve, but you gifted to us because of who we are. We're your children. I pray, Lord God, that the listeners today would have the strength, Lord God, to grab a hold of that, Lord God. Take it in. Eat upon that blessing, Lord God, and be full so that when others see them, they can see what they've been eating on, so they can see the strength that is in them that came from you, so they can see the change, Lord God, that came only from you. Lord God, give us the strength to take that today. Give us the strength, Lord God, to do your will and walk in your purpose for our lives. so that our destiny can be fulfilled and that your glory can be fulfilled in our lives and others can see it and see the change and see the beauty and know that it is you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, today. I don't take you for granted. I don't take your word for granted. I don't take this walk for granted. And I pray again, Lord God, that every listener would have an ear to hear your word and that when they're in that moment, if they can't remember the scripture, they remember this call and they remember who they are in you. So either they have to hang up the phone to keep from saying a negative word, if they have to walk out the room to keep from saying or putting their hands on somebody, Lord God, let them do that and find the strength and peace in you, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for your word. I thank you for covering us, Lord God. See us, Lord God, as we leave out our homes and we drive on the highways, as we ride buses, as we walk to our next destination. See us back home safely, Lord God. It is in Jesus' name we pray and we give you all the glory and the honor. Amen, amen, amen. Have a beautiful day, loves. God bless you. Be great. Be loved. Be blessed. Be who you want to be treated as. That's who you be today. I love you so much. God bless you.